Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
You know, I love my smartphone. I go everywhere with it. And when I'm at home, it is somewhere on my desk or under my pillow. My parents also have their phones, so they don't mind that I spend so much time on my phone. They do it themselves all the time. I chat with friends online, search for answers to my homework, watch some videos, and of course check Facebook. I need my phone for all these things. Do I ever use it for making calls? Rarely.
Speaker B.
I'm not really into different gadgets. I've got a regular phone that serves my needs well, and I have a laptop that helps me do my work for school. Of course, I use the internet for school research and to keep up with friends, but I do that on my laptop, not my phone. Some people are really plugged into their mobile devices, but I like the freedom to look around and observe what's going on around me. I can't understand those people who never put their phone down.
Speaker C.
My son is always staring at the screen on his phone. We got him this phone for Christmas, thinking it would be useful for him, but it turned out he spends all of his time playing games on it. His eyesight has gone bad, so we went to see the specialist, and he limited my son's screen time to 1 hour a day. But it did no good. My son continues to play games, saying that he'd fall behind his friends and lose at the games if he didn't continue.
Speaker D.
Call me crazy, but I decided to take a break from all electronic devices. I've put away my phone, laptop, and iPad. After I did that, I was actually shocked at how much free time I had. I realised that I'd spend literally hours hooked to these gadgets, but now I have time for sport and outdoors. I started meeting people in real life, not in virtual reality. Meaningful conversation happens when you see a person's eyes, not his or her avatar.
Speaker E.
I don't understand people who say that we can live without electronics. It's simply not possible. Our world operates by using all these devices. I love having my internet connection when I am travelling. For example, a map, a list of restaurants, a translator, a camera. Those things are all in one small piece of equipment that fits into my hand. That's great if you ask me. Who needs heavy guidebooks anymore when you can have it in your phone or your iPad?
Speaker F.
I have nothing against modern day technology. It is just a part of life, a part of our world. What I have an issue with is the speed with which new models of devices appear on the market and the price they have. Before we are done using all the resources of our new phone, a newer model is released, and then we feel like our phone is old and we need to change it. People spend so much money to keep up with trends, it's annoying.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
You know, I love my smartphone. I go everywhere with it. And when I'm at home, it is somewhere on my desk or under my pillow. My parents also have their phones, so they don't mind that I spend so much time on my phone. They do it themselves all the time. I chat with friends online, search for answers to my homework, watch some videos, and of course check Facebook. I need my phone for all these things. Do I ever use it for making calls? Rarely.
Speaker B.
I'm not really into different gadgets. I've got a regular phone that serves my needs well, and I have a laptop that helps me do my work for school. Of course, I use the internet for school research and to keep up with friends, but I do that on my laptop, not my phone. Some people are really plugged into their mobile devices, but I like the freedom to look around and observe what's going on around me. I can't understand those people who never put their phone down.
Speaker C.
My son is always staring at the screen on his phone. We got him this phone for Christmas, thinking it would be useful for him, but it turned out he spends all of his time playing games on it. His eyesight has gone bad, so we went to see the specialist, and he limited my son's screen time to an hour a day. But it did no good. My son continues to play games, saying that he'd fall behind his friends and lose at the games if he didn't continue.
Speaker D.
Call me crazy, but I decided to take a break from all electronic devices. I've put away my phone, laptop, and iPad. After I did that, I was actually shocked at how much free time I had. I realised that I'd spend literally hours hooked to these gadgets, but now I have time for sport and outdoors. I started meeting people in real life, not in virtual reality. Meaningful conversation happens when you see a person's eyes, not his or her avatar.
Speaker E.
I don't understand people who say that we can live without electronics. It's simply not possible. Our world operates by using all these devices. I love having my internet connection when I am travelling, for example. A map, a list of restaurants, a translator, a camera, those things are all in one small piece of equipment that fits into my hand. That's great if you ask me. Who needs heavy guidebooks anymore when you can have it in your phone or your iPad?
Speaker F.
I have nothing against modern-day technology. It is just a part of life, a part of our world. What I have an issue with is the speed with which new models of devices appear on the market and the price they have. Before we are done using all the resources of our new phone, a newer model is released, and then we feel like our phone is old and we need to change it. People spend so much money to keep up with trends, it's annoying.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.